The Pat Metheny Group is on the road again on a tour that's scheduled to reach some 85 cities around the world. Fans will hear a new sound in the group, the trumpet playing of 31-year-old Cong Vu. He was born in Vietnam and fled Saigon with his mother in 1975. Cong Vu grew up in Seattle. Over the past few years, he's made a name for himself as one of the hottest players on New York City's downtown scene. Howard Mandel has this profile.
Cong Vu is not beholden to any ideological sense of jazz purity or venerable tradition.
When I was in high school, I wasn't listening to jazz, really. I had one Clifford Brown record, I had one Dizzy Gillespie record, one Charlie Parker record, maybe a couple Miles records, maybe four Train records. That was my jazz collection. And the rest of it was Pat Metheny, and fusion is what they called it, where musicians are really playing, but it's also kind of rocking.
When he was a very young child, Cong Vu heard his parents' Vietnamese pop band. When he was a teenager, he was drawn to Seattle's trademark rock style.
I'm talking like grunge or death metal or that kind of energy. And I actually find that kind of energy in classical music too. You know, Beethoven rocks out all the time. So does Mozart. That kind of take it to the people energy.
As a student at New England Conservatory, Cong Vu was encouraged to practice and respect the past. So it's not surprising that when he got to New York City, he rebelled. With such cohorts as saxophonist Chris Speed and pianist Myra Melford, musicians who may not be well known now, but who have followings in Manhattan nightclubs and European music festivals.
When I'm playing with my guys, I'm not thinking about specific harmonies or rhythms, and a lot of times they elude me just a little bit. It's like the mistakes are what's interesting to me and how we deal together as a band to make those mistakes happening musical statements. And then in the end, it's like, well, we did what we set out to do. We made a statement that this is how we feel in the moment. It may not use any kind of codified or recognizable approach harmonically or rhythmically or anything like that. You know, the jazz elitist purist would call it crap because the language is completely our own.
Who listens to such strange, arcane language? The young, the restless, and other musicians like Pat Metheny.
When I heard Cong, it was on a radio station one night. I had no idea who it was. The main thing that struck me about it was the originality of it. I just had never heard anybody play quite like that, with that particular kind of beauty. And basically, I got in touch with Cong only because I wanted to call him and kind of congratulate him. I mean, just for somebody to achieve that relationship to jazz and not come right out and play the overt jazz-like things, but still play music that had that kind of integrity and connection to the larger trumpet tradition was such an achievement. I just wanted to call him up and say, man, congratulations, good job.
Were you surprised when you got this call?
Yeah, my knees were shaking, and like I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke, and I was like, is this really Pat? He was like, yeah, man, this is Pat. And I didn't know what to say. I was completely shocked. I mean, he's my hero. My hero from high school who influenced me so much, heard my music and likes it. I mean, I could die. That's it. That I don't need to do music anymore. This is what it's all about. I don't have to do anything else. So then we played a little bit, and then he talked, and he was like, yeah, I was thinking maybe, you know, you can audition for my band. And I was like, what? Me? With what I do in your band? So I was like, okay, I'll do the audition.
Metheny was in the creative throes, looking to change his group sound. He's always been an omnivorous musician. Starting in 1974, he evoked his native Great Plains with a guitar and keyboard-driven quartet. Since then, he's incorporated musics from South America and Asia. He evidently doesn't like to do what he's already done.
One thing I love about Kung is, in fact, how he has defined a very particular sonic world for himself. I heard that, and I was like very excited about that. Then I heard he could sing. That's the way the wind. Wow. Now, wait a minute. That's when my wheels started turning to find out that he was so enthusiastic about the group and he could play like that and then he could sing. I was like, wow, you know, that maybe there's something here that could be cool for him and for us.
I met him again. He gave me tunes to work on and I had 2 weeks to learn everything. And I broke out in hives. I was completely neurotic and scared. I couldn't sleep, anything. But it turned out cool.
It's been ever thus that veteran musicians take inspiration from youthful newcomers. The other part of the exchange is that newcomers like Kung Vu discover they have something to learn from established artists like Pat Metheny.
The guy has got his finger on every different kind of music going on. He's got stacks and stacks of CDs, new CDs almost every day. He's always doing research and also checking out what's going on in the world too and just trying to be in the moment and there.
With the Pat Metheny group, Kung Vu is facing audiences far larger than any he's encountered up to now. It's unbeatable experience as he comes into his own career.
My career is just starting out, I think. I don't even know what my audience is like, but I do know that generally younger people, especially in the college or post-college, who are looking for something outside of the mainstream, Britney Spears type of stuff, are really interested in this music because I want to rock out. And I also want to make some music that expands what I know about music and push as much as I can.
Kung Vu won't be able to push much with his group until he's done touring with Pat Metheny's in September. So far, he's recorded 3 CDs under his own name, Pure, Bound, and the latest titled Come Play With Me. For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel in New York.